On this episode of the Raised with Jesus podcast, we have our Maundy Thursday sermon from last week, looking at the concept of the covenant, and especially what does Jesus mean when he calls this his new covenant or new testament. Here goes.
The sights, the sounds, the smells, the taste, the touch. It must have been just an incredible sight and at the same time a terrifying sight. And we know that it was a terrifying sight because when Moses goes back up the mountain again later, the people say, "Don't have God talk to us directly. You serve as our go-between. You talk to God and tell us, you tell us what God has said." But they aren't there yet. Gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the taste, the touch must have been terrifying. Terrifying, where even Moses himself says, "I am quaking with fear." There at the top of the mountain, dark clouds, darker than they had ever seen before, clustered around the peak of the mountain, and the thunder and the lightning. Wow. And that sound of trumpets, like the angels' trumpets, their own trumpets blaring and blasting as the people stood there and felt the ground shake beneath their feet, and they watched and they heard and they saw the rocks on this mountain that they could not touch after a day of fasting. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the touch. And this is what God says. "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. Everything the Lord has said we will do." Moses related God's word to the people, and the people said, "Everything that the Lord has said we will do." And Moses wrote down everything that God had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." The sights, the sounds, the smells, the taste, the touch. Not quite suitable for a children's lesson, I would say. Or perhaps ever so appropriate for a children's lesson. Seeing this parade of animals, and the animals killed right there. And the blood, all that blood collected in giant basins, gigantic tubs, wash basins full of blood. What in the world? You can imagine the sights and sounds and smells yourself. The smell of the burnt hair, of the toasted flesh. But then they sprinkled it on the altar. Because what this is a covenant relationship that God established with his people. A covenant meaning there are two sides to this covenant, this agreement for their ongoing relationship together. Two sides where each side says, "This is what I will do, and this is what I will do, and this defines the relationship that we have together." And that covenant is sealed with blood. Kind of like you and I, when you would sit down to sign a contract for a car or a house, you would sit down and sign your name, and sometimes we joke, well, it's not signed in blood, at least not yet. But that's what they did. They signed it in blood, with the blood of those sacrifices, and they signed it in a way where they sprinkled it on the altar. They sprinkled on the altar, signifying God's presence. That was God's signature. As the blood hit the altar and the stones of the altar. And then Moses turns. And he's got a lot left, I would say. And he starts doing one of these. Sprinkling it on the people. "All that God has said, we will obey. And Moses replied, as he sprinkled them, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." This covenant relationship that God establishes with his chosen people Israel, this covenant relationship established and sealed and signed in blood. Well, look at the conditions. Moses reads God's law. God's law. "You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy," and on and on and on. And the people are like, "We'll do it. You know, this is a pretty good deal. This is a pretty good deal. If we listen to God and we obey God, then he's going to make us prosperous and successful, and he will be our God and we will be his people." And that sounds like a winner of a deal. Until you page ahead 8 more chapters. And when Moses is up there on the mountain again, and here they are parading around a golden calf. You don't have to look too far. And maybe you'll wonder, had the blood even dried before they broke it? The blood of the covenant that they had established, the covenant that they had committed themselves to, and it was all bound up in conditions. If you keep this law, if you obey God's commands, then I will be your people. And we look at our own lives and we recognize, wow, if that was the conditions for me, if those were the conditions for me to be in a right relationship with God in order to come into his presence and stand in his presence, I would have no chance. I would have no chance. The minute my eyes pop open when I'm awake in the morning, man, you might give me a good 10 seconds, and then that covenant would just lie broken on the floor right as my feet hit the floor. We needed a new one. And it's established in the same way, the same sort of blood sprinkled at the altar and sprinkled on the people. The same sort of covenant where Jesus pours out his blood at the altar of the cross. In the very same way, he gives that blood to his followers, his disciples, his new Israel, his people. And he sprinkles them. "Take and eat. Take and drink." He sprinkles them not on the head, but on the heart, as he brings them into this right relationship with him of a new covenant, a new testament, as he describes in our reading from Luke chapter 22 tonight. A new covenant, a new relationship with God. That's not based on, if you do this, then God promises, the condition of, if you, then God will. But the condition of, God has. God has forgiven your sin. And he has reminded you of this fact, and he has forgiven you again. Because that forgiveness does not rest in the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and sheep. That forgiveness rests in the blood of the Lamb of God himself, Jesus Christ. And just in case you were ever, ever wondering, am I one of God's people? And how can I come into God's presence? Especially when I know what I've done and what I've been. How can I? Then hear Jesus' words once more. When he says, "Take and eat and take and drink," it's just the exact same thing as Moses standing there before Mount Sinai and sprinkling this blood on this massive crowd of people, except with one very important difference. One very important difference. It's not based on conditions. If you, then God will. But it's based on the work of Jesus Christ that says God has and God will continue to. God has fulfilled his law and he will continue to carry out that forgiveness on your behalf, continue to mark you with his blood again. And that's really what we celebrate tonight, on this night before Jesus was crucified 2,000 years ago. That Jesus gives the blood of this new covenant. A covenant not based on your works and your effort, but a covenant based on the work of the Lamb of God himself. I'll just read a verse or two from the closing portion of our gospel reading. Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is being poured out for you." This is the word of our God.